Then he came to another story that we are talking today. Is the story that that little silly mask I was talking about, it's in everyone. In everyone. Even when I was telling the story, I was careful to tell my story in the best way. I claim Rumi thought about this. How did he tell his story? Remember? When he was telling his story, the best believer, the best mu'min, standing beside the Prophet, had the doubt. Because that mask is in all of us. Only Prophet was excluded because of that special stuff. Even the believers, each of them at the end of the story had to dream about it, to understand, to wake up. Again, that dream. Remember the dream, which was the cue? Second paragraph, book one, said, that's where we start. Because your dream should change. I don't mean tonight try to dream about something better. If you could do so. I mean, when you're dreaming about the future, change that dream. That dream is, what do you wish for this existence? Change that one. That's the image you should change. So, let's see, what shall we do with this Masjid-e-Zirar in all of us, this fitna? Okay, who's the guilty party tonight? No one? Come on, Julius.
Showing there is in every soul the mischief.
Yes, it is 3003.
Showing that there is in every soul the mischief of the mask of opposition. Mm-hmm. When it appeared that it was not a mosque, was a house of intrigue and a trap laid by the Jews, the Prophet then gave the command, raise it and make it a dumping place for rubbish and ashes.
Okay, again, may I interrupt your fantastic narration about that word Jewish. Again, it's Juhud. And Juhud doesn't mean Jewish. Juhud means somebody who is counting on personal effort, believing in jahd. Because juhud actually is a swearing word, and Rumi will not use it, because they know that juhud is not a good word. Rumi will say Yahudi, Yahud, Bani Israel, the followers of the Moses, all of that. But when he says juhud, which is like the word nigger, he doesn't mean it that. We learned it at book one, remember? It was that before Jahd and Tawakkul, in the story of the jealousy, there were two Jewish kings, because he wanted to word the youth Padishah, Juhud means personal effort, non-believers. That's the word here. So translation to Jew, I believe, is not correct. Yes?
The founder of the mosque was false, like the mosque. It is not munificence if you sprinkle grain upon a snare. The meat that catches the fish on the hook, such a morsel is neither bounty nor generosity.
Exactly. This is what it is. When you don't see at that brother picture, everything should look good. Means that sometimes you do something and you look generous. Are you generous if you are distributing the money which is not yours? But you're doing it no matter what? You see how it goes? Something could look nice, but you should question the essence. This is what we were talking about, the formal essence for. Yes?
The mosque of the people of Cuba, which was inanimate, he did not admit to it that which was... The mosque of the people of Cuba, which was inanimate, he did not admit to it that which was not its equal. I'm sorry, I don't understand that.
Okay. Wait a minute. This is it. I told you we're going to talk about the magic. There is this magical space, which is Masjid al-Quba, and if you are not a believer, the mosque will not let you in. You cannot go in. Magic. If you say, oh, when in our story we say that mosque, which is a piece of material and things like that, will do this magic, how could you imagine that in a spirituality? That's what we are talking about. Yes?
In the case of lifeless things, mm-hmm. such a wrong did not come to pass. The Lord of Justice set fire to that unequal. Therefore, in the case of the essences, which are the foundation of all fundamentals, know that there are differences and divisions. Mm-hmm. Neither is his life like his life, nor is his death like his death. Never deem his grave like his grave. How indeed shall I describe the difference in that world?
Okay, and you think it's because of your English? This is the poetic language mixed with magic, explaining the magic. He's explaining the magic of the mosque. The mosque that was not good enough, and the Prophet burned it out. So eliminated it. Then he said, oh, I'm bringing the example of a mosque and a saint, but it's more than that. Imagine something different. First of all, imagine about a living creature which his life is not like the normal life. Even his death is not like a normal death. His grave is not like a normal grave. Oh, how should I explain all these differences? Because there are these exceptional cases, the people that every aspect of them is different, completely. You, which kind are you? I explained that there are these differences, means that you should wonder, which one are you? Where are you in these enormous category of differences? Where are you? So you have to check it. Check it out that you are not building a mosque like that. Check it out and be careful that what you believe is good and you're doing it is really good. Because when you do something, how do you decide to do it or not? You decide, right? So you depend on yourself. And you are judging yourself. Talk about being biased. Could you judge yourself? This is why a lot of people will do bad stuff and they think they are doing the right one. They are correct. Why? Because if it is a personal stuff, it's always like that. Do you remember? Book 1, first half finished, which was diagnosis. Then, the first thing he said was what? You have to find someone else. Out of you, coming out of yourself. So check with someone, because maybe what you believe in, because this is the dilemma. When you read the history a lot of these bad guys in the history, they believe they are doing good. They believe was wrong. They thought was bad, not necessarily their intention. Some of them, they believe that they are doing good. All the holy people, they believe they are doing good, getting rid of that filthy spirit in voodoo makers, burning them out. What was their intention? As a good Christian, they wanted to save the guy from hell. All of them were not really violent to try to kill someone, but they believe this is the best thing to do. Check it. There are instruments for this, and the instrument is in the hand of a specialist. Here, what we use always, the goldsmith and that piece of stone they have to see if the gold is real or not. Yes, Lily? No?
Put your work to the touchstone, O man of work, lest you build the mosque of the opposers. Mm-hmm. Often you have mocked those mosque makers. When you consider, you yourself have been one of them.
Exactly. Because look around you. Everybody is looking around and criticizing others. But when it comes to yourself, you're biased. You cannot be sure of your judgment about yourself. That's why we need each other. So, one short paragraph talking about what? About that. I was talking about his mom. I was talking about bad intention with a good decoration and stuff like that. And maybe you thought I'm not talking about you. So let's make sure I'm talking about you. Whatever you do, are you sure you're doing correct? Because look around you and see the differences. Look at the fisherman. Fisherman, if somebody is dropping that hook in the water and you tell him, what is he doing? He says, I'm offering a worm to the fish. Is he? That is the example he brought. He said, that little piece of meat on the hook, this is not an offering. You're a cat. But you pretend that you are doing that offering. A lot of people will do that. A lot of people will go and drop money somewhere or lit a candle to do like a contract that I give this, give me that back. And they believe they're doing good, even if they are bribing the god. Because when something is no good, somehow they cheat, they bribe. Because in me, the ego doesn't let me to really dig about my intention. I could cover it up, because I imagine myself better than I am. Everybody will do that before you face a mirror. Remember we said the peer is a mirror and you need a mirror to see how you look like. Because if it is upon you, you know that you are fantastic and that's it. Yes?
Story of the Indian who quarreled with his friend over a certain action and was not aware that he too was afflicted with it.
This is another example. You see, first one was you're doing the good stuff, the bad stuff, but you think that you're doing good. Now we're talking about something else. I hope you remember what is the subject here. The subject here is my role in we. How I play my role. How do I participate in humanity? That's the real stuff here, right? It says, okay, you outside, you converse with people and you admire their ideas or you find them silly and all of that. How do you do that? He said, if there is someone that you don't have common language, what will happen? Here he will give you an example of this. Yes.